Okay, here we go. Five words for Parshas Toldos, Shabbos Mevarchim, Shchodesh Kislev. Here we go. Our learning means Chus, Refus Shalema, Chana Basara, Sarah Baschana, Avraham Ben Shena, Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Basia, Rivka Golda Basihudis, Besuch Shar Chol Yisrael. The first word comes to us on Pasuk Chav Hei, Perich Chav Hei, Pasuk Chav Beis. The Pasuk is Vayitzos Zabon and Bekirban, and the two boys, Yaakov and Esav, were quarreling, they were fighting inside of her. So Rivka, Rashi says famously, that every single time she would pass by the Beis Midrash, she would be kicked. B'Shem Ve'Ever, that was Yaakov. Yaakov wanted to get out. And every single time she passed by the Beis Avodah Zarah, Esav wanted to get out. So the famous question is, Rav Yitzchak Vorka and also Rav Chaim Shmulevitz both asked the same question. They say, you know, the Gemara says in Nida, in Lamed Amad Beis, and inside a woman's stomach, we know famously that the baby learns Torah with the Malach. The Gemara says that. So at the end of the day, why is Yaakov pushing to get out by Shem Ve'ever? He's learning Torah with the Malach. So Ritz of Vorka says an amazing idea. He says, you could be learning the Holy Torah with the Malach. You could be learning the Holy should be Kiva Eger and Toysos of the Malach. Mamish and even an Ishbitzer. But at the end of the day, if your Chavrus is an Esav, it's not the same. It's not the same. Even already Esav already had his evilness was already inside. He couldn't, the Torah was blemished inside. Chaimish Mu'abetz, the Chosichos Moser, has a different idea. He says, why did Yaakov want to get out? He says, by the Torah and the Malach with the Malach inside, there's no Yegiya there. There's no effort there. There's no, you're just being spoon-fed. Shiva Shem Ve'ever, it's a melis, it's Torah, it's a melis with work, with hard work. Beautiful idea of the Sichos Musar. And from Yitzhak Vork. Moving on to the second idea. The second idea comes to us from the Ber Yosef. Ber Yosef, I believe, is Rav Yosef of Salant. He lived in the times of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shlomo Zalman saw the Sefer, and he saw his writings, and said, you have to put out a Sefer. So the Pasuk says in Chafei Chavches, Ayah the Yitzchak is Esav Kitzayed Befiv. It says that Yitzchak loved Esav because he was quick with his mouth. He was a very good speaker. So Rashi says he would deceive Yitzchak with his words. But at the end of the day, Ber Yosef asks a very simple question: why Dafka did Yitzchak love Esav more than Yaakov? Says the Ber Yosef, he quotes the Rambam and the Mor and Nevuchim. We know that at the end of the day, a person's nature is their nature. A person has a certain instincts. They have certain instincts. So at the end of the day, Yitzchak saw that Esav, he wasn't going to be the learner. He saw he was going to be the one outside. He was going to be the one who's going to get the parnasa. End of the day, why did Yitzchak love Esav? Yitzchak saw that Esav wasn't going to have the ava, the cheshek, and the Torah. He says, Yitzchak, you know what Yitzchak said? At the end of the day, maybe he'll have the schust of being the parnasa. He'll be the hunter. He'll trap a couple cows and horses and here and there. He'll have like Yisachar Zulun type of relationship. So at the end of the day, he'll still get a tremendous schust. And through that, he'll still have a chelek in Yaakov's Talmud Torah. At the end of the day, Ben Yosef says that Yitzchak wasn't blind to Esav's rishus. He just wanted to make sure that he used it, that he saw Esav for what he could do. He saw that he wasn't having the base in the base midrash. But maybe you could still do good for Am Yisrael, for Yaakovina's life, by supporting him. At the end of the day, as a Rebbe, as a parent, we always have to make sure to not put our own desires and our own wants on our children and our students. We have to make sure Chanoch Lini Aranar Pidarko, we have to see them for the strengths and help them grow. Go Dafka through their strengths. A beautiful idea from the Ber Yosef. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Vilna Gaon. So finally, you know, Yaakov's very nervous going inside to trick Yitzchak about this. So Yaakov turns to Rivka and says, "Ula imusheni avi, maybe my father's gonna touch me and he's gonna see that I'm a fraud. He's gonna see what? He's gonna see that it's not me because I'm Esav's hairy and I'm not." So the Gras says an amazing idea. The Gras says a little diktuk for this week. He says, you know, there are two ways to say maybe in the Hebrew vernacular. You say ulai and pen. Says the Vilna Gaon, whenever the Torah uses the word pen is when you don't want something to happen, right? Pen is something when you don't want something to happen. Pen yeh devarim lavcha blial, maybe your heart will go to blial. Pen yeh bachem isha isha, ashe liv al v'pono ayom. Different psukim the Gras brings down where pen is something you don't want it to happen. Ulai is something when you do want to happen. Avram Avinu says, Ulai yesh chamishim sadikim. Maybe I'll find 50 sadikim by Sodom. Or Ilai ibn Abi Mena says, Sarah, maybe I'll be built through her, through by Hagar. So says the Gra, if we see all these things that Ulai is when you want the thing to happen, why is Dafka Yaakov saying Ulai Yimisheni Avi. He should say Pen Yimisheni Avi. Why is it Ulai Yimisheni Avi? It says the Vilna Gaon Murd the Gavart. What does the Vilna Gaon say? We know the pasuk says Micha Zayin Chaf Titin Emes Yaakov. Yaakov's main trait was Emes. He was completely Emistic. Yaakov, says the Gra, wanted to be cut. He couldn't stand lying or deceiving his father. Ulai Mishani Avi, Dafku Ulai. Ulai, we said that you want the thing to happen. Ulai Mishani Avi. Yaakov saying, at the end of the day, I want my father to see me because I can't. I'm Kulu Emes. I had to do what's right. The Alexander Rebbe says that we're living in a time of Emes. We know at the end of the day, Elo, Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, says the Alexander Rebbe, that's what Emes stands for. Elul and Tishrei, it's very easy to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Says the Alexander Rebbe, when Kaddish Baruch sees if you're really emistic, Mar Cheshvan, there's no Yom Tovim, there's no holidays. Are you emistic or did you lose it already? Yaakov Avinu says, Ulai Mishani Avi, Ulai Davka, he wanted to be caught because he was completely emistic. Beautiful idea from the Vilna Gaon. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes from Rabbi Yoshev, Zatzal. So the Pasuk says, Chavzayin Chavhei, an amazing thing, brand new thing, I've never seen this before. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Yigishu v'Yochel Mitzay Beni L'Mad Harecha Daf Shveigash L'Vayochel V'Yevay Lo Yain V'Yisht." So he said, "Come closer. Let me eat my son's game, and so I could bless you." He served him, and he brought him wine and he drank. So Rav Yashav asks, "First, before Rav Yashav asks, Rav Yashav quotes the Das Zakenim of the Balei Tosas. I think my Rebbe Rav Moshe Tzvi told me the Rashi Tevos for that. Das Zakenim Balei Tosas says, "Where did Yaakov get this wine?" Where did Yaakov get this wine? Because at the end of the day, his mother didn't tell him to bring wine. Says the Das Zakenim, Michal, the Malach, Michal, came and brought him wine from Gan Eden. Says Rav Yashav, this is the reason, why did Yaakov bring wine? And why didn't Esav bring wine? What's going on over here? Why did Yaakov bring the wine? So, Behesh Parsha Pshah, you could say, because Michal brought Yaakov the wine. But there's got to be something, and he didn't bring Esav the wine. There's got to be something deeper here. Says Rav Yashav, Yaakov saw the chashivas of yain, the importance, the significance of using wine, of using alcohol in the right way for kiddush, for havdalah, for kibud avein, for brachas hamazon, right? Yaakov saw the ability to get the brachas from his father. He saw the chashivas in yain, al pi Torah. But Esav said, Esav only knew the hoilus of shivas about. He saw that yain you can't use this world, the physical world for good. Therefore, he was embarrassed to bring wine to his father. When he knew that his father was going to be the blessing, Davka stayed away from wine. Because Esav doesn't see the Kedusha in the physical. But we know, at the end of the day, brought down the Shulchan Aruch, I believe, Reish Laman Alf. At the end of the day, how does a person serve a Kedush Baruch Hu completely Shem Shemen 24 hours a day? Because you take everything physical you do, every halicha, achila, shesio, all these verbs, yudhe, everything you do, is you uplift it to be physical, using the physicality to be spiritual, just finding the spiritual in the Ruchnius. And that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov sees the Kedusha in the physical. Esav said there's no Kedusha in anything physical. And finally, to our fifth and final idea, finally, Yaakov leaves. It's like a revolving door, and Esav comes in from the side. It says the Kotzker Rebbe, an amazing idea. He says, as soon as Yaakov leaves, Esav comes in, and he says, "This is what's the deeper pshat." He says, as soon as the kedusha leaves a Jew, he says, as soon as a person is not careful to put his guard up, that's when Tumah comes in. He says Yaakov represents kedusha. Represents purity, tahara. Esav represents tumah, impurity. Vahi ach yotze yotze Yaakov. Yaakov leaves. The kedusha leaves. Also, Esav achivah. Then Esav comes in, and he says the Rebbe says that's dafka why motze Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, and we start the 6 days of the week, all the chitzonis, all the things, all the crazy things happening motze Shabbos Saturday night, all the craziness happening Saturday night. Says the Kotzker Rebbe, you want to know why our rabbis instituted v'yitan lecha. Davka say v'yitanecha on Motzei Shabbos, not after v'yinom. So v'yitanecha davka. Why? That the bracha from the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov, that should be a shmir for his children. That even though you're going from the kedusha of Shabbos now to Motzei Shabbos, Shizoch take the kedusha with you. Shizoch to take the kedusha with you, and that's davka what we say v'yitanecha to make sure that even though when we leave Shabbos Kodesh, we're never really leaving Shabbos Kodesh because we're taking the kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh with us into the weekend. If you don't take the kedusha, that's when Esav comes. That's when Esav davka comes in. So he ach yotze Yaakov, and the kedusha leaves. Then Esav Yachabo. So to make sure to hold on strong to the Yaakov. Let's just review these five ideas. We started off, why Davka does Yaakov want to get out? By Yeshiva Shem Be'Eber, isn't he learning Torah with the Malach? Says Ritzvah of Orka. No, you have the best Rebbe in the world with the Malach. But you have a bad Chavrusa, Esav. You have bad Chever, you have bad friends, bad influences. Not good enough. You got to get out of there. Tzichus Mirsa said a different answer. Tzichus Mirsa, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, the Torah with the Malach is no amelos, there's no effort there. He won't adaka have the real Torah. Second idea, so we seven bear Yosef. Why did Yitzchak love Esav more? Because at the end of the day, Yitzchak saw that Esav was not going to be the one learner. He wasn't going to be the learner. He was going to be the earner. And he was going about Yisachar Zvulun relationship. But at the end of the day, he saw that Esav maybe would, you know, you showered him with more love. And sometimes it's very important, even when our kids dafka, you know, are doing the wrong thing, to shower them with more love, especially nowadays, to shower them with more love. And Yitzchak saw that, even though he wasn't going to have anything to do with the Talmud Torah, maybe he could support Torah. The Gra says, Ulai Mushani Avi, two different ways to say maybe. Ulai is when you don't want something to happen, pen is when you want something to happen. Pen is when you... when you don't want something to happen, ulai is when you want the thing to happen. So ulai, but Avraham Avinu says maybe ulai will find 50 tzaddikim. Ulai, you want the thing to happen. So why Yaakov saying ulai mishani avi? Maybe my father will touch me, he'll get caught. Yaakov Davka wanted to get caught. He couldn't bear lying to his father because Tita and Emes of Yaakov. Yaakov is the mid of Emes. He shows us how important we have to be so emesic in everything we do with our words, with our actions, with our thoughts, to be completely emesic. Finally, the fourth idea of Yosef says from Dadas Kenim, Michal brought him the wine. Why Davka did Yaakov bring wine? Because he saw the chashivas, the kedusha of the physical dafkin, using wine for kiddush, for Abdullah, for Purim, for Sukkot, for Zman Sib Chaseinu, for Yontif. And Esav doesn't see the kedusha in the physical. Finally, the fifth and final idea of the Kotzke Rebbe. Kotzke Rebbe says the dafka when Yaakov goes out, that's when Esav comes in. That's why dafka motzei Shabbos, when Shabbos leaves, that's when there's so much tumah in the world. We have to make sure to be so careful. That's why we instituted the to stafka save Yitzchak, to make sure to take the kedusha Shabbos Kodesh with us into the week. We should zochem Mir Hashem to learn Torah with good chevra, with good amelus. We should zochem Mir Hashem to always look for the children and for our students. Always look for the goodness in them. To not make a cookie cutter. To look for the goodness within everyone. To be strong with our midas of emes. To make sure to uplift all the spiritual. To make all the physical things we do in our world spiritual. Every little thing we do, carpal, diapers, this and that, whatever it is, to make every little physical thing so spiritual. And finally, the fifth idea, to be able to take the kedusha of Shabbos, to take the kedusha of Torah and Chesed, everything we do, to fight off the Esav, to fight off the impurities of the world.